The second day was still so hot, but at last they left us in peace and in the shade. On this day we also received our pay. How little the money seemed worth at this time, as if they were giving us buttons. At 10 PM we left the barracks, and after 3 hours in the dark night, we arrived in Brestovica. There, in the middle of the village, stands the famous well built during the war. A little above it we found shelter, on bare boards, in an abandoned house. No one was allowed to undress or take off their boots, and it was strictly forbidden to make any light, as we were already near the enemy. Over to the left, above the hills, there was always the sound of hundreds of rockets cracking and lighting up the sky. Only in the morning, when the dawn broke, did we realize where we were. In the garden of our house there was a huge crater, and the nearby surroundings and rooftops were scattered with rubble. At one house the chimney was gone, at another the corner of the house had been blown out, and so on. There was no major damage, except for all the windows that were shattered. We found out that it was a shell of the largest caliber, and it had fallen there only a few hours before we arrived. Throughout the day, we rested in Brestovica, and late in the afternoon, we set off again, heading towards Dobrdob.